This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm at Commodity Classic today and through the rest of the week for the annual gathering of corn, soybean, wheat, and grain sorghum producers. It's being held in Orlando, Florida, so that's another encouragement for Midwestern farmers to find a way to get here in this snowy season. A lot of other folks show up, too, from commodity groups, including the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Their immediate past president served as a beef industry spokesman on a panel yesterday hosted by Bayer, and one of the topics was cell-cultured meat.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Bayer, now a combination of Bayer Crop Science and Monsanto, hosted its annual Agvacy Forum in Orlando yesterday. The goal is to bring big issues to the forefront with speakers from all sides. Cell-cultured meat was debated by a company that is producing it, and Kevin Kester, past president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
Our stance is, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, we're not against the technology. We just want to make sure that these startup companies are playing by the same rules and we have a level playing field so there's no false or confusing marketing claims or labeling efforts. And we also want them to go through the same food safety inspection processes as we all do back at the farm and the ranch and processing our products. And so that's what we're asking for. And we want USDA to have that oversight. And so it looks like USDA and the Food and Drug Administration have come to a verbal agreement. We'll get the details down in writing, but we look for that to happen.
In other comments, Kevin Kester, a California rancher, stood strongly for the actions of President Trump, but spoke of the industry's hopes for an end to the China trade conflict.
Well, number one, we fully support the president and the administration on their efforts to improve our trade agreements and come out to a beneficial outcome on China as well as all the other negotiations that are going on. There's a lot of balls up in the air. Of course, we want these things to proceed and conclude to our benefit just as soon as possible. And so we support the president. We're going to continue to support the president. And I think we can get these deals done, including China, and where we all have a huge benefit.
You have an administration right now that seems to be friendly to the cattle producer and backing off regulation to a degree, but you've got two more years of the Trump administration left. Do you think that they can unwind enough regulations to make it worth all the effort that you and your members have put into it, or that the bureaucracy is just going to bog this all down?
No, actually, President Trump and we are in close contact with the White House and administration on a daily basis. And the president likes to tell people, and it's accurate, so far in this administration, for every new regulation, they've gotten rid of 22. His goal was during the election process, he wanted to do 2-for-1. Now it's actually 22-to-1. So we're going to keep pushing to use common sense approach to regulatory rollback and see how far we can get in the next 2 years.
That's Kevin Kester from a multi-generational ranching family in California. We continue coverage of Commodity Classic all week, on air and on our website, iowaagnet.com. I'm Ken Root.